Las Vegas, and it only got 70% done. This building is all blue glass, beautiful, beautiful blue glass, reflective. The top half of the building all got finished, but the bottom half of it is all steel framing and just wires hanging everywhere and things to do, like pipes and all kinds of things, all over on the bottom part of this, because it never got done. Las Vegas never really went through like the Great Depression and all those things, because we've always had some kind of a savior come along and keep us from having those economic woes. But in 2008, 2009, 2010, we made up for it. We were the number one state on foreclosures, and we were at almost 15% unemployment. And so all of us that work in the service industry, all the jobs were falling out because people weren't still traveling at that time. So this casino only got 70% done, and the bank took it back. They said, you cannot afford to finish this, because if I keep letting you have this money and I keep letting you finish building, you'll keep spending more, and then pretty soon we're not going to have any customers to come to it anyway. So they stopped production and took it back. Now, a gentleman named Carl Icahn picks up this casino for pennies on the dollar, and then he starts selling the things they had bought for it, the TVs, the bedding, the sheets, all, you know, anything. And they sold it all to the downtown area. And they, really, it's just been sitting empty and unfinished since 2009. And there's no plans for it to be moved or changed or anything. It'll eventually have to come down before they actually start building again. But in 1905, that's when we first became a town. The very first thing that happened is we had this railroad that was being built, and it was a steam engine. It went from Salt Lake City, Utah, and they were taking it up into Salt Lake City all the way to LA, and it would just go back and forth. But they decided, hey, instead of having this town called Stop 17, why don't we have a whole town? And they auctioned off 110 acres, and that's where Las Vegas came from. Loosely translated, the Meadows is Las Vegas. So that's how they kind of got the name. It's kind of an Indian Spanish word. But we're headed down. On the right-hand side, we have the Sahara Hotel and Casino. Now, the Sahara Hotel and Casino was very iconic and very important to Las Vegas, because this is where you could find Marilyn Monroe in there having lunch. They had Jerry Lewis Telethon in here. Laurel and Hardy did their last duo. They had camels inside here. Not real ones.
Just stuffed camels.
And but everybody wanted to be seen at the Sahara Hotel and Casino. This is now, when the economy got bad, they couldn't hold on anymore. They were one of the last ones that finally held on, though. It finally just went down. So they sold to a company, and really it's their own company, because you know how different companies have different subsidiaries. So really, they are just remodeling, was really what ended up happening. But on paperwork, it looks like it sold, and now they're called SLS, and they're going to open this fall as SLS, a much more modern type. All right, so you guys, this is fun. Anybody here for a wedding? Can somebody get married on my bus today? No. All right, well, we're the wedding capital of the world. We do over 10,000 weddings a month here in Vegas. It is very, very easy to get married in Vegas, because all you have to do is go online, fill in the blanks, go pick it up by midnight, and you can use it right away. No waiting period, no blood test, nothing at all, except for go pick it up. So let me explain how easy this is. We have 3 drive-through wedding chapels. You don't even have to get out of the car. It used to be that people thought, hey, I'm going to go to Vegas. Let's get married. You know, and then they thought, oh, well, we can get it annulled before we leave. But Vegas came very privy to that. So they made it to where, instead of getting an annulment, that you had to go through a full divorce. So that turned us not only from the wedding capital of the world to the divorce capital of the world also. But that does have a little bit of a waiting period. People used to just get married here, go to Reno, and get it taken care of, but now they do everything here in Vegas. But it's legal all over the world. So it doesn't matter whoever or whatever you married, it is definitely legal on the other side of the world, too. So I had one lady on the last bus, she says, I want to get married. And so I told her, well, we have 3 drive-thrus, the bus won't fit, but we'll wait for you. If I find any takers, I'll let you know. So as we head down here, we have this to the right-hand side of us. This is all known as Naked City. Old buildings, old apartment buildings now. But Naked City was deemed Naked City because all the showgirls that were in town were always topless and reviews. But now, when they would live in these areas, they all lived in certain communities, and if they had tan lines, they would get fined from the producers and not be able to perform that night. So they had to sunbathe in the nude. So, they all got called Naked City. There was really lots of... walls, but that's what everybody called it. It sounded, if anybody says, hey, meet me in Naked City, just say no, okay? Because there's no Naked City here anymore. We have a couple of the wedding chapels we'll be coming up to. On the right-hand side, the first one, we're not to it yet, but on the first one is where Britney Spears got married for her whole 55 hours. If you can call it a wedding, right? She gave him the best hours of her life. You're right. And it's a drive-through. You can go inside if you want to, but otherwise you just pass through the tunnel of love. You order at the window, just like you're at McDonald's, like, I'll take number one. And it's on the right-hand side. You know, the indoor part has a little bit of grass out front and stuff. But for the most part, here it is. There's a pink Cadillac that sits there. You don't have to have a pink Cadillac or maybe a limo. You could go through in a cab. But I think honestly, if you're going to go through drive-thru, you should at least have a nice car. Right-hand side of the bus, we have a place called...